With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Clarity First. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you cut through the noise and find that laser-like focus in your life. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can truly transform your well-being. Forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, Dylan, not another self-help spiel, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings or forgetting what happened. It's about setting yourself free from the chains of resentment and anger that weigh you down. Think about it, have you ever held onto a grudge? You know that feeling when a past hurt keeps bubbling out, casting a shadow over your present joy? It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It's exhausting. Forgiveness isn't about excusing the other person, it's about choosing to release those negative emotions for your own peace of mind. So, how do we cultivate the superpower of forgiveness? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Understand the real cost. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you far more than anyone else. It can lead to stress, anxiety, sleep problems, even physical health issues. Forgiveness isn't about being weak. It's about choosing strength, the strength to let go of what no longer serves you. 2. Separate actions from identity. People make mistakes. That doesn't define who they are as a whole person. Remember that everyone has flaws and we all stumble sometimes. Try to separate the hurtful action from the person themselves. It can be helpful to remind yourself, this person made a mistake, but they are not inherently bad. 3. Practice empathy. This doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means trying to understand the other person's perspective. What might have led them to act the way they did? Were they struggling with something? By cultivating empathy, you can break down the walls of anger and resentment. It doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you find a sense of compassion, even if it feels difficult at first. 4. Focus on your healing. Forgiveness is ultimately about your own well-being. It's a gift you give to yourself, a chance to move forward with lightness and grace. Remember, you are not obligated to forgive anyone. Forgiveness is a choice, and it's okay to take your time. But when you choose forgiveness, you free yourself from the past and open up space for healing and growth. 5. Let go of expectations. Forgiveness doesn't mean expecting an apology or expecting things to magically change between you and the other person. It's about releasing your own anger and resentment, even if the other person hasn't taken responsibility for their actions. You can forgive without condoning, without forgetting, and without expecting anything in return. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She worked with this incredible team on a major project. But at the last minute, one colleague sabotaged their efforts, jeopardizing the entire presentation. Sarah was furious. She felt betrayed, hurt, and utterly exhausted by the lack of integrity. But instead of letting that anger fester, Sarah took some time to reflect. She acknowledged her hurt feelings, but also recognized that this person might have been acting out of fear or insecurity. By trying to understand their perspective, Sarah started to loosen the grip of resentment. She chose to focus on healing and moving forward. She didn't expect an apology, but she knew that by letting go of her anger, she was ultimately freeing herself from the chains of that experience. Remember, folks, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment, but the rewards are measurable. By cultivating compassion and choosing forgiveness, you open yourself up to a life filled with greater peace, joy, and resilience. So, what's your takeaway from today's episode? Think about someone who has hurt you in the past. Take a moment to reflect on their actions, understand their perspective, and choose to release those negative emotions. You don't have to forget what happened, just choose to let go of the power it holds over you. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread some positivity. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Clarity First, where we'll dive into even more strategies for unlocking your full potential. Until then, stay focused, stay strong, and never stop striving for clarity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.